before we get started, I just wanted to warn you that a lot of the music in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Kron Fused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words. Hi, hello, welcome. This is Musish.
I'm your host, Julie B.
Ooh.
Terribly sorry. Sorry about that. I just coughed all over my iPad and I got smoke in my mic, and it's a real Cronfused time over here. Why is that? Because I'm Cronfused, aka Julie B, a.k.a. the host of Musish, which is on now, happening now. Can you hear me? How's it sounding? Sounding aight? All right? Or aight? You tell me, sweet babies. Anyway, like I said, I'm Julie B, a.k.a. Cronfused, a.k.a. The host happening right now for you. We got a really special episode today. Celebrating my dear, sweet, dear friend, Space Wizard's debut book. Goodness gracious, let's hear it for them. One round of applause. Let's make this relationship not just parasocial, shall we? Please? Don't you think that would be nice? I love Space Wizard. What can I say about them? Fearless artist, warrior of queerness, cuteness, togetherness, fellow wizard, goes by Nate Nainers, definitely worth getting their book, Sick as Hell, about queerness and masculinity and life, and I'll be playing an excerpt from Sick as Hell, a story called Fridge, coming up in the show, but first I've created a playlist that all kind of reflects themes of that story, and if you want to hear more of Space Wizard Nate Nainers' tales, they'll be performing at Café de Soleil alongside me, Channy B, and Jess Waters for a fantastic night of odd awesomeness on the 28th of May at 8:30 p.m. All four of those brilliant acts, just 15 teeny tiny itty bitty dollars, you know? That's more than a value of $5 an act, because technically there's four. Because like I mentioned before, Space Wizard Nate will be gracing us with a big and tall tale. Let's just say that. His writing style is very much, well, you'll see, it's kind of like a queer Douglas Adams. It'll make you giggle, it'll make you think, it'll make you wonder, how much of that is real? I know it's not all of it, but I know there's a real bunch of truth in there. Anyway, to get on to this branded playlist, we are going to start with Nightmare Hippie Girl by Beck, a classic off of Mellow Gold. I love how he kind of switches between folky and electronic, and this is definitely on the folk side of things. Beck is a complex, interesting character. Don't condone all his life choices, but I condone rare. It's rare that I condone all the life choices of an artist I enjoy. After that, we have Party Sickness by Hope Tala, a song I may have played on the show before because it is charming. It is sweet. It is sensitive. It's femmy. It's kind of like a crush vibe. It also is like, I want to be debaucherous, but just like, maybe not with these people. It's everything you want in a modern song. You know, it's got all the feelings rolled into one. And then after that, we've got Freaks and Geeks by Oliver Tree. Indie darling, freaky, geeky weirdo himself. Then we're going to move on to Bros by Panda Bear. Again, another freaky, geeky weirdo classic. This one is sort of a sonic journey through a weird party in my mind, or it's like a trip to and at and with strange party guests, maybe with you and your bros have gotten into something. And then we'll hear the title track, the gem of this episode, Fridge by Nate Nainers themselves, off of their Sick as Hell book. Go get it today. It's available online in the back of Nate's vehicle. You know, you can find it. Just Google Sick as Hell by Nate, N-A-T-E, N-A-T-E, Nainers, N-A-I-N-E-R-S, and you will get that book. I am telling you, and you should, because it's fantastic, as you'll hear with the story that's coming up. So anyway, we're going to get on to all of that. And then right on to, even more music, which I'll probably explain at the end of the show because, you know, we really want to have time for that story to breathe and live within the musical context of this freaky deaky fun playlist I've created for it. Maybe I'll do an improv. Maybe not. Maybe I'll play another little something along the lines of telling you to come to my show on the 28th of May at Café du Soleil here in Vancouver. But for now, you're listening to Musish on 101.9 FM CITR Discorder Radio, broadcasting to you from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squalish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Ones that, I'm an uninvited person upon, but I'm hoping to become a good, polite guest upon, you know? Whatever that means, whatever I can do to make it happen. Thank you for listening, and this is how it starts. This is Beck, Nightmare Hippie Girl, on Musish.
You took me off my gun with disappointment. I got sucked in the sight of her apartment. She's got dried up flowers. Tragical beauty. So
Keep coming closer to me, or is it in my head just some wishful thinking? Probably not anybody's business what we do with all our time. Dancing, drinking, and causing mischief off the Malbec, that shit's delicious. Can't make promises that I'll behave this time. Causing drama, I know I should be smarter. It's getting harder and harder not to calm down with party sickness. Get that party sickness. Sometimes I get that party sickness. I got party sickness. It's my fault cause I always listen. Yeah, I always listen. Oh, to the devil on my shoulder. People messing around, music thumping, getting too loud, floorboards shaking, I feel the sound, carry my feet up off the ground, hand on my back, guiding me through the crowd of faces, straight back to you, of all the places I could make a scene, this one will be drama, I know I should be sickness. Sometimes I get that party sickness. I got party sickness. It's my fault cause I never listen. No, I never listen. Oh, to the angel on my shoulder.
ways. I always want your better days. I've done the best, I've been the worst. For all the lost and what it's worth, I always gave and then gave up. I found myself shit out of luck. I'm a geek, no matter who I try to be. I changed my look, I changed my mind, but I was flawed by my design. I've done the best, I've been the worst. For all the lost and what it's worth, I always gave and then gave up. I found myself shit out of luck. Screw up, but I'll do it. For all the freaks and the geeks, and for the ones who don't speak, I'm a dumbass, but people love that. And they hate me as much as they show me the love. I'm a screw up, but I'll do it. For all the freaks and the geeks, and for the ones who don't speak, I'm a dumbass, but people love that. And they hate
Bro, I gotta tell you about the other day. But first, I gotta tell you about the fridge. The fridge is probably the tightest bro I've met. They call him the fridge because in his football days, he'd play linebacker, and he'd knock you out cold if you so even thought of dropping a toe. Yeah, he's jacked. He's a big motherfucker and everybody knows it. Especially him. But even though his size is cosmic, he's bigger than life. He's got the best stories and I believe every word. And yeah, this guy's swimming in the pussy. And I know this because I go to his birthdays, which are epic and of biblical proportions. One birthday, he was hooking up with this bar girl and just slayed her puss. He gave it so good, she told all the bartenders to give us free shots the whole night. So we got major sloshed. He totally banged her in the handicap stall, but he wasn't done with the night. So he went to this after hours where this vixen of a DJ was playing a set. Yeah, bro. He was squeezing her too. She introduced us to all her hot raver friends and not one bro went home alone. It was sick as hell. Then another birthday, he was fucking this skater chick. Super punky girl. Kinda sketch, but she's alright. Anyway, she hosted his party at her punk house and the fridge invited his whole lacrosse league, which they all practically showed up. And she invited all her skater friends. Mixed crowd for sure, but the fridge was tight with this brewer guy who brought six, count 'em, six kegs. A fight broke out with some of the skaters and the lacrosse bros, but the fridge stepped in and laid them all flat out. One punch each. Even the lacrosse bros. Someone cut the music. All eyes were on the fridge. The skater chick started yelling at him about her friend's broken noses, but the fridge just started chanting, "Party, party, party," and the whole house started chanting too. Then we broke out in an epic roar, and we partied harder than before. Everyone got laid. It was sick as hell too. And to make a long story short, last year, the fridge got stabbed by some gangster wannabe because the fridge called him out for being, well, a gangster wannabe. The fridge pulled the knife out of his chest, threw it away, and broke this kid's jaw with a bitch slap. The fridge's pecs are so swole that he just put some duct tape over the wound and kept partying. And yeah, everyone got laid at that one too, which, obviously, was also sick as hell. This is all to say, the fridge is righteous. And this is all to say, I was really looking forward to his next birthday. So, the other night, I went over to his pad for a bro sesh, and all of his closest bros were there, with a few exceptions. And there were some new characters too. Some hippie raver bros. I was jonesing to try acid, but the fridge didn't like how long it would be, so one of these psychedelic bros was like, "Let's do some MDMA then." "Isn't that like a cuddle drug?" I asked. "And aren't we all clearly bros?" "Can be," said the hippie, "but it's sick for dancing too. I know a dance party we can cab to." "Lots of honeys?" "All kinds of honeys." "Sick. But we should ride out the initial high here. Just see how we react to it. Just listen to some chill music and vibe." The fridge liked this idea, so we popped some molly and hung out. To be honest, it was pretty awkward, just sitting around making talk. But the talk got way too real, so we'd bring it back to sports. But then we talked about all the pressure to win, because no one wants to be a loser. Just scared of being a loser, which is a loser thing to talk about. So then we talked about work, but then no one wants to be a loser at work neither. We thought we could at least talk about pussy, but god damn it, that's when the loser talk got way too real. It was like there was nothing we could talk about without it turning into some sort of Oprah special. That's when I stepped in. "Yo, Fridge, your birthday's coming up. Is it gonna be epic or what?" The fridge's face lit up like a bulb and he stirred awake on his couch. "Whoa, yeah, man. My birthday is gonna be tight." "What you got planned?" I was leaning forward on my chair. But that's when the molly hit us. Just felt all loose and shit. You could see it in everyone's face. We just looked like a bunch of happy, smile-grinding cherubs shitting in our diapers. That's when I knew this drug sucked ass. What you got planned, Fridge? I was desperate, and it was hard to concentrate. We all getting laid again? I laughed, maybe a little too hard. You know, the Fridge said, spacing really hard, I had a plan, but now? I think I got a better idea. Oh, buddy, lay it on me. The Fridge started to talk really slow. I want a big chocolate birthday cake. Like, 3 layers, and trimmed with chocolate mousse. I can't remember the last time I had cake for my birthday. Sick, I said, nervous it was going to turn into loser talk again. And I want bright pink lettering saying, to the darndest birthday bro whom we all love with all our hearts. My eyes popped out of my head. No homo, right? Dude, no homo. 'Cause that's a pretty homo cake. Dude, the hippie waved his hand at me. Let him talk. Thanks, Liam. You're a good bro. What else do you want for your birthday? The hippie asked. So the Fridge spoke. I want that cake for sure. But I want to be surrounded by all my closest bros. Only bros that have been through it all with me. Only bros that have seen every side of me. Sorry, bros. That means no randos. Not even rando chicks. Not even for me. I'm not even going to invite any of the chicks I'm seeing. Just the bros. And that epic cake. I want to be telling a story. A real story. I want to tell a story about life. Not just the epic moments, but stories that inspire me to be a full human. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're sad. And I want everyone to laugh, and I want everyone to be sad. And during the sad parts, I'll assure everyone that the story won't be sad forever. Just that when I finish my story, you all surprise me with the cake. I didn't know you would do that. I didn't know you would write that you love me. And I will be so happy. And you all hug me saying that it's true. Then, after I cut the cake, you all take turns telling me your stories about your favorite moments with me. One by one, they're not all long stories, but they're warm stories. Some make me laugh, some make me cry. They all bring up a vibe that is unique to our broship, and after the very last story, we eat our cake and talk about how stoked we are that we're here. Then I grab my beer, and no kegs, just a few beers each. I grab my beer and stand up and I give a speech about how much you all mean to me, how I hold you all in my heart and look forward to many more years as bros. Everyone claps and says, "Hear, hear, and we love you, Fridge, and you really are the darndest birthday bro." Then the voices dim, and there is a comfortable silence. But Clay, that crazy fucker, he jumps up and yells, "Let's get this party started!" And we start bumping the beats and pounding our chests, and we just dance, bro. We just dance. We dance like madmen, then we dance like animals, then we dance like something out of a fantasy book. We're dancing like elves and gnomes and fairies and mermaids and wizards and witches and kings and queens and jesters and travelers and dragons and giants and heroes, bro. We dance like we're heroes from some ancient saga where we slew the demons in the forest. And we go on like this, laughing and laughing and laughing, until it's too dark to see our smiles. But someone made a fire pit, and we're all tired from dancing now, so we gather round and one by one, we tell each other our dreams. And we listen, bro. We deeply listen. And we speak to them. We affirm them. We rejoice in them. We honor these dreams because we know they are an expression of our deepest hearts. And we know that the heart does not lie. So the dreams are true. And because they are true, they are beautiful. And because they are beautiful, we are all beautiful. And because we are all beautiful, we need nothing else. So the fridge spoke, and I'm really stoked on its birthday. You should come out. It's gonna be sick as hell. Love you, bro. Paul.
Music, little guy?
I like some music, but not all types of music.
Oh, don't worry about that. This is gonna be great. We got something for everyone. We got heartfelt, we got some funny stuff, we got some improvised stuff, we got guitars, we got synthesizers and loop pedals and all that snazz was, you know, it's gonna be a good time.
Okay, well, that's great. What exactly are you pitching here? What do you want me to do?
You just need to come on down to Café du Soleil on May 28th. There's going to be Jess Waters, there's going to be Channy B, there's going to be Cronfused, and it's going to be a hell of a time. Might be some
stuff. 8:30 p.m. $15.
True that. Thanks, Lucy.
Hey, okay, well, look, that sounds great. I'm sold, but there's only one problem. I'm really small, and I don't really know how to get there.
Oh, don't worry about that, little buddy. Just hop in my pouch. For the listeners at home, if it's not clear, I'm a kangaroo. See you there.
All right, my babies, my baboos, and babettes. That was Nate Nainers reading The Fridge off of It's Gonna Be Sick as Hell, the latest book exploring queerness and masculinity from a silly but poignant perspective. I think you'll really enjoy it if you enjoy weirdness, queerness, and good-ass words strung together. What can I say about Nainers other than that? Obviously, they are a wizard. Well, you know, they're a wonderful person. If you want to watch them transform into normie drag and be a bogus boy, and what the heck that might mean, you can meet up at Beer Island, aka Habitat Island, aka Wizard Island, on June 11th at about, say 8 p.m. and see what happens. Or just like be around the seawall at that time. I dare you. I also dare you to continue listening to this playlist. We have more wonderful, weird, fantastique type music for you. Just gotta let this old iPod open. You know what they say, you can't play music without your electronic music. Do they say that? No siree, they don't. Anyway, the next artist we have is Cora with their song Fridge, continuing the theme of the story we just heard. It appears Cora is a European electro duo that is made up of either two ladies, two drag queens, or two extra fabulous ladies. Why did I say it that way? Apologies. Please don't revoke my queer card. But they also might be a sham. You know, Spotify is filled with all these weird ways to be people you're not, add people to the songs that you didn't play. Or they didn't play on, so that's a bit of a bummer. After that, we have Rave Boy again, continuing the themes of the story, by Dr. Gabba. And I almost didn't include this song, Rave Boy, because, you know, it really takes the playlist to a different place energetically. But I really liked Dr. Gabba's artist description, and I think it's something that Nainers would totally get behind. So between that and the cutesy rave boy vibe, I just had to include it. So the artist profile reads, Dr. Gabba is an estranged doctor who invented a groundbreaking device in the new emerging school of musical medicines. However, an argument about the future with fellow co-founder Henry J. Kaiser led to banishment for Dr. Gabba from all future healthcare services in America. In order to survive, Dr. Gabba experimented on his own body and invented the acid heart, a musical medical device that keeps him alive using sonic frequencies. With this new invention and a never-ending lifespan, Dr. Gabba is now forced to spend the rest of his life creating music to fuel his acid heart and ultimately take on the whole Kaiser Health Corporation. How cool is that? I love it when artists really play with the medium of a musical persona. You know, Cronfused is sort of an extension of self, and a really good internet handle that has turned into moi. After that, we have the teacher, the master, the king of freestyle, and dare I say, one of the kings of New York hip-hop, maybe one of the kings of hip-hop of all time, KRS-One, a new song called Can You Dance? Again, kind of sticking with this almost aggressive but still progressive party vibe, like a good time, you know, but like, let's see how good a time, and let's see how you can challenge yourself, and let's see how you can actually make it better and like be free at the end of the day. And then we got a little bit of magic, a nod to the whimsical, the wizardy, the silly, the surreal that is taking place in this story, Abracadabra by Queen Herbie, off of her Calaqueen album, a very spooky, magical, mystical album. She's also got a new one out called Queen of Hearts, also very trippy, surrealistic album, but didn't feel like those songs quite fit Monsieur Nainers as much as this one did. So I hope you enjoyed the story you heard. I hope you go purchase Sick as Hell, and I hope to see you on the 28th of May, which is tomorrow, Saturday, if you're listening to this when it originally airs, or was last week. Hope you didn't miss it if you're listening to this during the rerun. But yeah, hope to see you there in all places, and most of all, I hope to see that you are inspired. Thank you for listening to Musish on 101.9 FM, CITR, Discord Radio. I'm Julie B, a.k.a. Confused. Thanks for listening.
Can you dance? Let's find out. I want to see everybody on the dance floor right now. I'm about to put y'all to the test. Let's go. Do you know the dances? Do you know the hip-hop dances? Let's see. This one is the raw for sure, taking no chances. Bringing back them old school dances, here's the answers. Whether you remember or you're new to this endeavor, dance is a major part of this culture forever. What are we preserving if the children ain't learning? Culture ain't about just numbering and just wording. Sometimes you gotta show the culture at the party. Let's start with the Bismarck dance. Come on, everybody. Bismarck, the party about to get sparked. This is that moment you get live, get courage, get heart. I spit art, I'm one of a kind, they not me. I'm digitally underground like Shock G. Speaking of Shock G, when I jump, we jump. That's crisscross, but we talking about Humpty Hump. When you up, what? This is your chance. Come on, everybody, do the Humpty dance. Let's go! Yo, let's get funky, funky. With the funk flow, we don't stop. Right about now, we're gonna take it to the WAP. Remember the WAP? Feet slide, shoulder drop. We did it in the clubs, we even did it on the block. Ready, set, go. Stand on your spot. Take it to the top. Come on, y'all, let's do the WAP.
Escape me, hell to the no. Game over.